Hey everyone, it's Steven. Hope
you're all doing super well. Wanted to record an episode, just trying to get back into the swing of things here and starting this podcast, sharing a bunch of things that are just on my mind as they cross, obviously, my mind, my desk. A lot of it's related, obviously, to Charity Charge and things there. But I think that as I learn lessons throughout life, whether through the personal side of things or work side of things, there's always a complement to one or the other. And you know, something that I wanted to jump in and just talk a lot about is really to any business owner or entrepreneur, someone trying to get something off the ground. Recently got involved with a process called EOS, which stands for Entrepreneur Operating System. It's a book called Traction by author Gino Wickham. At any rate, been going down this process, just trying over the past handful of months to really think long and hard about Charity Charge and different ways that we can grow, streamline things, make my life easier and anyone that's involved in the company's life easier, ultimately just to have more fulfillment, give back to more charities and achieve more success. And I think one of the biggest things, took the past couple of days off to reflect and kind of regroup as we think about implementing a lot of the things in the EOS system. But one of the biggest lessons that I wanted to share, kind of one of the aha moments that was so insightful, is just really the difference between, you know, people that are traditionally in a CEO or visionary leadership type of role and those that are doing things in a more COO, executioner, implementer, metrics tracking type of role. And, you know, in this EOS process, you can read the book and it has different, you know, ways of evaluating your business and different areas that it helps you to focus on. But one of the things you can do also is hire a coach who is trained in this system that can come in, that can give advice and really walk you through it step by step. And I thought one of the really insightful things, a coach, Kevin, said to us was that, you know, trying to be both a executioner and also a visionary, kind of being in that CEO and COO role, is almost like schizophrenia, was the phrase he gave. And it just, this light bulb went off my head of, you know, all the different things that I've tried to do over the past couple of years in moving Charity Charge forward. And it really helped me open up my eyes a lot to where the stresses have come in. You know, it's really tough to wear a lot of hats. You have to do that when you're starting something early stage, generally speaking, but you can also say no to a lot of things. And I think that, you know, one of my big takeaways, and I hope for anyone listening that's considering starting a business or maybe has a business, but is struggling with it and frustrated and stressed out, it's really to try to understand a better grasp of what are the things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis and how do they complement your skill set and where does it fall short, you know? And I think that there's really obviously multiple things that go into making a business successful, but you've got to have someone with that visionary mindset. You've got to have someone that's eager to be creative, that's eager to market, that's eager to sell. And you've got to have someone that's willing to be the implementer, that's willing to do the finance, the accounting, the metrics, the operations, all those things that are behind the scenes, but that, you know, make a well-oiled machine go. And I think along this lines, you know, one of the things, if any dots are connecting, I'll draw it to a real world example. You know, someone that certainly from a business perspective, you know, I've always admired is Elon Musk. And you see what's transpired over the past, you know, couple of weeks more publicly in the news now is just kind of the inner turmoil. And, you know, he was just interviewed by a bunch of different publications, really just reflecting and recounting, you know, all the stress that he's been going through and all the production problems. And, you know, I kind of wonder who's his number two, who's that COO, who's that implementer that's there really backing him up. And so for us in these early stages right now, I think it's trying to be a bit more proactive than reactive. And that's really the point of this EOS system and why I'm sharing this message. Some of the things that I'm going through, I hope, are applicable for anyone listening. But it's really trying to figure out, you know, how you can stay in your lane, And you know, my lane is very much to be creative, to be outgoing, to be sales and marketing driven, and not that implementation, not that COO, not that finance and accounting person. Fortunately, you know, I've got someone who's terrific at all of those things on my team. So I really put this out there for anyone that's listening that may be confused, that may be stressed out, that maybe feel like you've got too much on your plate, probably in an early stage endeavor. It's number one, I highly suggest this book, Traction and the EOS system. But also to take a moment to really reflect on where you want to go and what your skill set is and who are the people that you need to bring along and what are the things that you need to cut out. So hope that this is interesting and look forward to sharing many more thoughts. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.